Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.
Then the lady attacked his mother. So my friend saying, I'm sure, is it your mother texting right now? Is she the one responding to the text, or is it you? Lady,
oh,
you're talking to 15 years old.
I would say, it's me. You wanna meet me face to face, bitch? Let's see what happens. Oh my God, if it was my son and this lunatic starts acting up like that, I can't even imagine. I would lose my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Veronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. This is High Vibes on the Mic with Veronique and Sylvia. Hello Sylvia, how are you today?
Doing good, thank you. Hi everyone.
Cool, ready to talk about teens?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, today we're going to talk about teens because our kids are around 10, 11, 12. So I think it's time maybe to have this kind of conversation. And we want to talk, you know, when it's time to tell them about the bees. What is it? The bees and birds?
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine told me a story about her teen, who is really a teen. I think when that happened, he was 15. Yeah, that was last year. And she told me about a story about her son, who was already in a very intense relationship with his girlfriend, with a girlfriend. And when she was telling me this story, okay, now we need to talk about that because this is not very normal for that age. I mean, so basically what happened, for what I remember, okay, there was a lot of details, but I'm just going to go straight to the point. Basically, you know, he's 15. He works really hard at school. He's very good at school. He has a good grade, does a lot of sport. Also, you know, he serves community with his mom. They really like to do a lot of charity, like the community. So he's really busy already in high school, very busy, busy boy, good boy. And also, you know, he has this girlfriend. She's a girl his age, I think she was 14, something like that. So, you know, nothing at that age, it's really not really nothing serious. You know, they go to the movie or whatever, or she can come to his house, or he goes to her house. The parents are always there, so nothing, no funny business, you know, going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really busy, so he takes like a lot of extra credit because, you know, he's already thinking about college, plus the sport, plus a lot of stuff. So he doesn't have a lot of time actually to really date.
Right.
I think, which is good at that age. And so the girl is getting a bit frustrated because they don't see each other enough, and she starts complaining a little bit. And she's like, oh, you know, we need to spend more time together. And he tried to explain to her, you know, yeah, you know, we can see each other at school, but I have to do stuff also with my mom, my family. And she started getting like a bit mad and telling him that because of his mom that they want to spend time with her. And basically that his mom is not like a good person, you know, that his mom is, you know, is against their relationship or something like that.
Oh, no.
And oh, he's a very good boy, like I said, you know. He's not a mommy's boy, but he loves his family. So, of course, he defended his mom. He's like, no, it's not my mom. I mean, my mom is a very good role model. She tells me, you know, she always give me good advice, as my dad too. And I like to follow what she said because so far she did a good job. And if she tells me I need to first put my, you know, sport and study first, and then maybe, you know, a little relationship, that's what I'm going to do. So she didn't really like, she really like that. But what was weird? Because that, you know, that's kind of normal. The girl, she wants to spend time with her boyfriend. Okay. Her parents, you're not going to believe this, Celia.
Oh, the okay. Parents, bring it on.
Yes. The parents were pushing that relationship like they were going to get engaged or something. I don't know what was going on in their mind. You're not going to believe this. And the parents started getting involved. And they were like, oh, you know, calling him, telling him, you know, why don't you spend more time with my daughter? What's going on? You know, you need to spend more time with her because she deserves to have a good relationship.
No, like they're 20
or something.
What, even if they're 20? Why are you getting, why, unless there's something bad going on, why are your parents calling to talk with, to your boyfriend or girlfriend about getting involved in a relationship? Oh,
yes. So they were, the mom, I think it's more the mom. I don't think about the dad. The mom was getting really involved in a relationship. And she was insisting on meeting them, meeting my friend and her husband. They wanted to meet for dinner because, you know, we are the parents, so we need to meet to know each other. And which can be good, of course, but not the first 2 weeks that they've been together. Okay.
Wait, so that's what I was going to ask. How long have they been together for? In total?
I'm not sure, but I think it's less than 6 months total. Less than 6 months total, to be honest.
Okay, it was like not
the school year. No, because he had to end. He had to end.
Smart. Yes. Smart boy.
So, like the first month or whatever, the parents already wanted to meet the other parents. They were willing to it. And my friend was like, yeah, okay, we can meet them. Can they like chill a little bit, you know? You've been together with that girl for like 2 weeks. We don't even know if that's going to last. You might be with her like 3 weeks. Not that age. You're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. It's not really serious. And so I think they met. I'm not really sure. I think they met like one time. I don't really remember. And then, listen to this. They say for spring break, they were going, where were they going again? I think it's Bali, like far away. I think they were going to Bali. And they wanted to take the son with them, to go to Bali with them for spring break.
Oh, no.
When
they're out of their mind. They're completely out of their mind there. Okay, this is it. This is the end of the podcast because we don't have anything else to talk about. You're quite clear.
They wanted to invite him to Bali. Not everybody, right? Not the whole family, just him. With a girlfriend to go after a spring break.
I asked
my friend, you said no, right? Because first of all, you don't really know those people. If anything happened over there, you would never forgive yourself. And are they really gonna keep an eye on those two kids over there? Maybe they're gonna go out and those two kids are gonna be alone in the room. What's the room situation? What is the room situation? Everybody has his own room or two couples? Uh-huh. What's going on over there, you know? And yeah, they said no. So I think the parents were not happy about it. Of course, they said no. Thank God.
And they're not happy about it. Instead of being like, I understand. I have a crazy request. We have a crazy request right now. And if you say no, I totally get it. But I'm just going to throw it out there. If you say yes, it would be great. But if you say no, I understand. But no, sounds like someone I know that tried the same on a much shorter trip, but tried the same thing when I said no. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, how did you say no? Are these people nuts? Wow.
Nuts. So I don't remember if they were able to say no and thank you, or they broke up before that spring break, so he didn't have to go anyway. Something like that. So that was that, the trip. So then, after a while, he could just see that wasn't going to work out because the thing I think he didn't really like in that girl, she wasn't really serious with studying, something like that. So they were not really on the same, you know, same level of thinking. And she was asking for too much for him. So his mom was like, just let it go. You know, you guys are young. And so I guess he broke up with her. The mom texted him saying, "How dare you? How dare you breaking up with my daughter?" And she was like, and believe it, showed me the text back and forth for like, I don't know how many texts. And it was like, you know, I really, really respect your daughter, but it didn't work out. He's trying to be nice. Then the lady attacked his mother. So my friend saying, "I'm sure, is it your mother texting right now? Is she the one responding to the text or is it you?" Lady,
oh, you're talking to 15
years old.
I would say, it's me. You wanna meet me face to face, bitch? Let's see what happens. Oh my God, if it was my son and this lunatic starts acting up like that, I can't even imagine. I would lose all my...
My friend was so patient. Oh, she wanted to take a car. When she saw that, is it you talking? Or I think she almost got into her car and they stopped her. She said, "I want to go drive there."
Like, tell me on my face, what's your problem? What is that? Are these people, they belong in a, I don't know, mental institution? Because, and I feel bad for the children for being raised by parents like that. This is so like scary. It's completely scary. I'm sure on that trip to Bali, they would have a special bedroom with a bed covered in red petals and a tub, you know, with all like a hot tub and all to have them what? She wants her kids to have sex at that age.
That's what I'm saying. In fact, like the way they were telling me the story, her and her boy, it was really funny the way he was telling the story. It felt like she wanted them to have sex or something. What? Oh,
that's sick.
I think she wanted because she was saying, I think the mother was saying, "You know, I only known your dad. Your dad was my first boyfriend. I don't want you to be like, I want you to have fun, you know, when you're young. I want you to have fun before you find the one. So have fun." Is that a role model? Is that a good role model as a woman? Is that what you're telling your daughter? Sleep around, be a slut. That's what you want for your daughter?
That's what they consider independent, being independent woman.
Independent.
Sleep around, gonna hurt have her. Sex with everyone. It is, because that's what happens. Then in the end, you realize you're a fool.
You're being used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the story. It's actually a very long story with a lot of crazy details, but unfortunately I don't remember everything. But when they were telling me the story, I was crying, I was mad, I was laughing, I was crying, I was outraged.
Like me right now, pissed off. I'm so pissed off just thinking about this woman. Oh my goodness.
When you showed me the text, I was, is it for real? And he showed me the text, and when she was talking about my friend, is that your mom texting right now or is it you? She's the one texting right now, she's the one writing. I would have taken my car to, nobody would have stopped me. I can tell you that. They're very good family because Pascal would not have been able to stop me. Or would have called her and say, "What's your problem exactly?"
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Need to talk here?
100%. Yeah, I wouldn't let that pass. That would not never pass under my eyes.
No, she's really patient and I think she's a really good person because that would have never fly here. No way.
I'm a good person as well, but I would not let that pass.
I'm not that good. Oh, no way. Mm-mm. I don't have that patience. No way.
No, I'm just
that was
not
too much.
I mean, I just feel like that's completely insulting. You need to set boundaries. I'm not going to let you get away with that. To just say, like, being, like, harassing my own child, a minor.
Harassing him.
"You're harassing my child. I'm going to go like knock on your door and you're gonna stop it right now. I'm going to call the police because you're harassing my child." You know? It's just like, no.
That was so inappropriate. So inappropriate.
And are they from the school? Do you know? Are they from his school?
I think they were going in the same high school. I don't remember. I don't want to say yes. I'm not really sure. I don't remember.
So does she have to, does the mom, your friend, see?
You know what? That's a good question. Yes, I'm going to ask her, actually. Do you still see them? You see them at when the bell ring?
You know, at school or events or in sports, you have to look at that face, the woman's face. I would just...
Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh.
Mm-mm. Be traumatized. Mm-hmm. No, the thing I think was good at the beginning is that my friend, she really, you know, supported him. supporting, you know, what we call emotional growth. You know, he didn't know what to do. Should I stay with
her? He listened. That was great that he listened to his mom and his parents.
Thank God. Yeah, he's still at that age where they listen. He's not at that age where they're like, I know what I want to do, you know. So she really supported the, you know, the relationship at the beginning, because I think she didn't think he was really going to, you know, it's not really serious. They're 15, 14 or whatever. It's like, it's a thing, you know, it's high school love. They're going to get married. But I think the other parents thought they were going to get engaged and married and have kids. I don't know what was going on in their mind.
But at the same time, you just told me that she said, oh, I want you to have fun. So she didn't want her to have a serious relationship. Having fun doesn't mean getting married and having kids. It means sleeping around with every man you find on every corner. So I don't think she wanted.
She said that when they broke up, she said, don't waste your time, you know, like crying on him or whatever, you know, find like another boyfriend. I want you to have fun. Like, you know, don't waste your time.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. After the breakup, go have fun.
After the breakup.
A 15-year-old girl, go have fun. Like, in other words, go have sex. Wild sex.
Go get pregnant. Go into your books, read your books, and get your freaking degree. Thank you very much. And you can have sex when you're in your house.
You have so much
out of my house.
Yeah, outside of my house. I thought you were going to tell me. I thought that would be the story, because, you know, some people are like crazy to that level that they just it's better in my house than somewhere else. So they let their kids come and like, okay, you can have sex in your bedroom. Like, what? I'm totally against that.
He was going to her house, you know, no problem. He was going to her house.
I'm sure
the parents were like, we can close the door. I'm sure the parents didn't mind.
Yeah.
And actually, if something was happening there, they wouldn't say anything. Yeah. That would have never happened in my friend's house. That's for sure. Never. Yeah.
Oh,
that would have never happened in her house.
It's sick.
Not with our knowledge, though.
I know. At least, as long as I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Some tips for you ladies out there, if you have, you know, teens, I really recommend to always encourage, you know, open communication, always talk with your kid. Don't be afraid to ask questions and know what's going on with them, you know. Even if I have to break in my daughter's phone, when she will have a phone, she doesn't have one yet. But even if I have to break in her phone to see what's going on,
of course.
I will.
If you're under my roof, if you're under 16, I'll check your phone.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure I
will check your phone.
Because especially because it's dangerous. You know, you can have predators out there. Why would you give privacy to a child? No. So I'm very old school with that, and we'll be watching for sure anything. if that happened, I can only imagine that happening in my. With my family.
Oh my God, no. Something also she did, I think, was really good. She set healthy boundaries when the girlfriend was coming, or with this when she said, you know, you have to study first, do your sport, then the girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think that was a good, you know, setup.
It is a distraction. Patrick, my husband, always says that. It's those little, you know, like dating when you're still in high school, it's distraction, because instead of you studying or focusing on your sport, you're going to be focusing on something else. If this boy wasn't that strong-minded, if he was weak or, you know, like easily influenced, he would be getting depressed. Who knows, right? Not studying, doing bad at school because of a relationship that has 90% chances of not working out anyway because you're too young. So it's just really like, why get a full commitment when you're so young? You have so many years ahead that you can actually do all that. Just focus on what is like your sports, what you have fun with your friends, study, and that you can leave it for a little bit later at least. Or at least like nothing serious.
Yeah. And I think he got a bit depressed when that happened. He got depressed when they broke up because he really liked her. He really liked her.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's the first girl that he brought home. Like, you know, we saw the picture, you know, her mom took the pictures, she sent us, you know, to the chat, you know, to the friend chat and say, oh, look, his girlfriend. I think it was kind of his first, you know, girlfriend. So he was sad when that happened. But I think the worst was the mom sending those texts saying, you know, wow, blah, how dare you? And
it's like he broke up with her, with the mom. So creepy. Jeez. Very creepy.
I think that's what I said. Did you break up with her or with the mom?
Ridiculous. Those crazy, like, twin flames fanatics. It starts texting. You're like, no, you're mine. Oh, you're my
I know.
You belong to my daughter. so I know. Weird.
Wait a minute, did she break up with her? Did she break up with him? Now I have a little, I don't remember if she, no, I think he broke up with her. But anyway, yeah, so that's what happened. So keep an eye open, you know, on your teens. I mean, there's so much stuff we can say about teens, you know.
Yeah.
Keep an eye open on them. Mine's just starting middle school. And what I'm happy about, she's still in the same school with the same friends. So it's not like anything has really changed because she didn't change school. So I'm not really worried until F grade when she's going to go after to high school.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's going to go to high school, Sylvia, I'm going to be a wreck because I don't know what's going to happen over there. It's going to be a new world. A new world. And I can see her, you know, already like growing, you know, becoming like a young, I wouldn't say a woman, but you know what? I can see her changing right now. I can really see the change, even in the body, in the face, you know. She's almost as tall as me. I can really see the change. And it's very, last night I was looking at her, I was scared. It was really scary. Like, she's so tall and she already changed so much physically.
I know, right? Yeah. And it happens really fast. My oldest, he's at my shoulder too. He's already like super, he's already 5 foot tall and he's 10 and a half. And I'm like, oh my God. How soon enough his voice is gonna change. He's gonna have like a deeper voice. And he still has this like boyish, you know, baby voice. Like, and, you know, they start talking like that. So
The voice starts changing. Yeah. You're like, oops, something is happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
When do you think it's a good time to, because they're going to be teens soon. I mean, you have boys, I have girls. When is it a good time for us to tell them about sex? Personally, I wasn't ready. I wasn't gonna. But my daughter was asking, you know, oh, do you have babies? Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to be too technical. Or I didn't want to be too frank. And just, I know if I had to use, you know, the medical term, vagina and something else, you know, is she going to understand? So I had another friend who, I had two friends actually, who took their daughter to this class for teens to talk about, you know, reproduction and sex and everything, but at kids level, not kids, but like teen level. Mm-hmm. And it was really well done. They had a Q&A at the end of each classes, games, and one adult always had to be with the kid during the class because this way the adult could also answer some questions. And there was game at the end. And it was really well done. I really liked it. The way it was done, I really liked what they talked. They talk about everything. There's some subject. She was like, yeah, I'm not interested. But now she knows, you know, what happened. And if a boy come, you know, next to her and try to do something, I think she would know, no, you cannot do that. No, you cannot touch me here. Or you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be like, you know, completely stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you know, you never know what can happen at school because I'm not there to look. And also, I think in sixth grade, they're going away in 1 week in the camp, science camp. Ooh, better be.
But she doesn't talk about. She doesn't talk about anyone who she's interested in. No.
No.
Girls usually start that. Like, no. Younger, younger than boys, I've noticed.
No, she talk about her friend. We are dating. That's so funny. They're not even dating. They're just like eat together, you know, at school. They're not dating.
Uh-huh.
It's so cute. Like yeah. Oh, they broke up 2 days later. They broke up.
Broke up.
So she's using those kind of terms. But no, she doesn't have any crush, anything like that. I don't think she's really, she's in love with this teen actor that she watched on TV. I think that's her crush and that's it. So nothing real. Nothing real so far. But actually, if one day she tells me she has a crush or something, I don't know. I think it's going to be fun for me just to be like, really? Who's that? I want to see him, you know? What's your taste? Let's see what's your taste, you know, in boys.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Michael hasn't said anything. Like, and I have some other family, like moms from school, they say their daughters are already talking about that. Like, oh, I have a crush in this one. I have a crush in
and really?
Like, yeah. I don't know if they just say it, you know, like just for, because then I ask Michael, I don't have any crush. I don't. He doesn't like young. When I ask that. Yeah. No, he hates it. So, yeah. It's just he hasn't asked anything about sex or any. He has no ideas, mm-hmm. too. So, whenever he starts asking, then, yeah, I'm going to have me or his dad.
Talk to your dad.
Yeah. Like, it's easier. Like, okay, go talk to your dad. He's.
Dad's gonna be like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
I know. Like, and he's gonna try to escape that conversation for sure.
Of course. But I mean, you can find good stuff online also, you know, if you don't know how to approach it, you know, at the beginning. I think there's good material. There's a lot of material also online but they do that at school too. They have those classes at school.
Yeah, I think it would be easier. As long as it's appropriate, because I don't trust a lot of things that are out there for teens nowadays. So as long as like I check the whole thing, okay, then they it's approved. Like we approve it at home, then it'll be easier. Because the way I found out, I don't know how you found out about those things, but I found out just by like reading Teens magazine. I remember asking my mom, what is masturbation? I didn't even know what that was. I was like 12. Yeah. I saw that on a magazine. So, like, there was a question about masturbation. And I asked her, and her face, I remember that she never responded. She's like, and then she turned, like, went to do something else. I'm like, huh? And completely changed subject, never answered. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that is.
That's the problem of our parents, you know. They didn't talk about it to us. And once I asked my mom, you know, why you never talk about, you know, you never talk about it, because her mom never talked about it, of course.
It was like that. She got,
she got pregnant very early. She didn't even know how you make babies anyway. But me, I knew, thank God.
But I don't think that leads to, or maybe it does, yeah. Because my mom, my grandma never told my mom about any of that, but she didn't get pregnant as a teen.
But you know what her answer was? Oh, yeah, because I was really close to my aunt, who was almost my age. She's 4 years older. You know, her little sister is almost the same age as me. And she was saying, oh, you were always at her house, so I thought you were just going to talk about it with her. She will tell you. Like, it's my aunt's job to tell me about sex. It's not her job. It's your job to tell me about it. Like, oh, you know, she will.
Well, she was so young, too. There's no way your mom, like, when you were a teenager, she was like a young adult. So she's not even.
I mean, when I ask her about that, it was like a grown when I was already a grown person. When I ask her about that, I'm like, "How come you didn't tell me, about when I was? Yeah, maybe when I was younger. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
but still, my mom tell me, don't do that with boys. Or I think she told me, blah blah blah. You don't want to get pregnant, but master, can we go deeper? Because there's, I think, a lot of mistake. I would have not done. But anyway, that's for another conversation.
Yeah.
That's for another podcast. So, ladies, here you have it. Protect and keep an eye on your teens, because you can have crazy mama out there.
Yeah, Watch out your teen's boyfriend, girlfriend's family. See if they're a good one. They're going to be like crazy, type of parents, who knows? Yeah, you don't know what type of family you're gonna deal with, so just keep an eye on them and on their families
exactly. All right, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate that you spend time with us. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page
and Instagram that is coming up very soon. We're gonna add it to the show notes once we have the final username, and we're just opening up as we speak, so it should be up shortly. So,
and we also have a YouTube channel, so you can join the YouTube channel to see all of our clips. And I know we have a lot of new listeners, so you can don't be afraid to go back to our old episode. We have so many episodes about anything, motherhood, spirituality, a lot of guests. So don't be afraid, to scroll down. Enjoy.
Yes. Go for it. And leave us a review if you can. That'll be great.
Yeah. Leave us also a review. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and the Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Do you ever wish you could ask your data anything at any time? How are sales this quarter? How is a specific marketing campaign performing? How is the overall health of the business? With Domo's AI and data products platform, you can. Domo lets your team channel AI and data quickly, securely, and innovatively to deliver measurable insights wherever and whenever you need them. Anyone on your team can use Domo to prepare, analyze, visualize, automate, and distribute data amplified by AI. Domo goes beyond productivity. It's designed to transform your processes and drive real growth, powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you make smarter moves faster at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.